rats, bedbugs, and cockroaches. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Cities are creating new ecosystems, and they're changing the way some animals and insects evolve. Jason Munshie South is an associate professor of biological sciences at Fordham University. He's an author of a new paper in the journal Science, and he joins me now. Hello.
Hi.
You reviewed more than 190 studies that have looked at how cities affect the evolution of mammals, plants, birds, and insects. What did you find?
We found that there's actually now an overwhelming surge of evidence just in the last 5 to 10 years that a myriad of species are evolving in cities.
And what is it about cities that's driving these changes?
It's a number of factors. Perhaps one of the most obvious and distinct factors that can be measured is the built environment. So you have a number of species that now are kind of trapped in little islands within cities, in places like city parks or other green spaces. And they may just differentiate from one another over time because they're kind of like populations distributed on islands. And so generation after generation, they accrue differences between the population. And over time, they may also locally adapt to the conditions within their park or cemetery or whatever green space they happen to be living in.
And you write that some native species have adapted to live successfully in cities. What are some examples of that?
One of my favorite examples is work by Kristen Winchell, who's a graduate student at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. And she's found that several populations of lizards in Puerto Rico have shown heritable changes in their limbs that allow them to better survive when they're living in built environments, like crawling around on walls and fence posts and things like that, instead of on natural vegetation like trees and bushes.
What did you learn about the evolution of pests in cities?
Well, pests have a very interesting evolutionary history in cities because they've undergone at least two major waves of evolution. The first wave would have been early on when humans first began settling in dense agricultural villages and towns. That's when you saw the evolution, a lot of these commensal pests, and we refer to them as commensal, and that literally means eating from the same table. So they evolved to basically subsist on resources provided by humans early on. You know, they'd be eating agricultural scraps or parasitizing our grain storage areas or eating food inside of our houses. But recently, in the last several decades, you've seen a second wave of evolution in these pest species in cities as we've invented all sorts of new compounds to kill them. Many of them are now resistant, at least partially, to those compounds. They also show interesting genetic structure depending on how humans move them around from city to city. You can trace their history of movement around the world using genetic analyses that shows, you know, serial evolution as they went from one city to another. And even within a city, if you look at something like bedbugs or cockroaches, you can see very different populations, even in buildings that are next to one another, because the original infestation came from different places, sometimes even from different cities in other countries.
And what are the implications of this?
This is a difficult question to answer because evolution, you know, we're not guiding this process. This is basically happening with us ignorant of the process until we start doing the study. So many of these examples we've documented are just species finding a way to survive and thrive in urban environments. Another thing that makes this difficult to predict is that you have a number of species that occur in cities that don't occur together other places in nature. So cities can be very unique ecosystems with many new interactions between species. And so that will create basically new ecology that will feed back onto the evolution of these populations.
Jason Munshie South is an associate professor of biological sciences at Fordham University. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.